Governor Janet Mills says her administration's committed to addressing the threats posed by climate change. Mills' comments were delivered in a keynote address today at the E2 Tech Conference in Augusta. Mal Leary has the story.
In her address to the annual meeting of the Environmental and Energy Technology Council of Maine, Mills vowed that addressing climate change will be a major goal of her administration.
It is changing rapidly, that it will have profound implications for all of us and for future generations, and that there is very limited time to address it.
While acknowledging that climate change is a worldwide problem that requires international attention, Mills says Maine should do what it can. She announced that she has joined with governors from 21 other states in a group called the United States Climate Alliance that is working to meet the pollution reduction goals set forth in the Paris Climate Accord. Mills says Maine is adopting a goal of generating 80% of its electricity needs using renewable sources by the year 2030. By 2050, she says all the state's electricity will come from renewables. Mills is also calling on the legislature to create the Maine Climate Council to plan how to achieve those goals.
We do not have more time. The time for action is now. Wise, prudent, informed action, but action nonetheless.
Following her speech, Mills was pressed by reporters on what initiative she might get the legislature to approve and when. Mills responded by saying that there are bills before the legislature now that could be amended to meet the goals of the council. But she says not all action depends on legislation.
Things we can do administratively, we'll do it. Things that we can do through the Efficiency Maine Trust, we'll do it. Things we can implement through the university's research and development, we'll do it. Executive orders, we'll do it.
Mills drew praise from several environmental groups. Maine conservation voters said in a statement that she had set ambitious but achievable goals for the reduction of carbon pollution from Maine and developing renewable energy sources for the state. Dylan Voorhees of the Natural Resources Council of Maine was in the audience for Mills' speech.
What was really striking to me listening to the governor today was how clear-eyed she is about the need to address climate and to do so effectively.
Voorhees says he doesn't expect the council or the legislature to address all the issues around climate change this year, but he does believe that they will make a good start before this session ends in June. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.